USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty Tuesday on all counts of killing George Floyd. Sentencing will be in 8 weeks. Judge Peter Cahill revoked Chauvin's bail after the verdict, and now he'll have to await sentencing in jail. China's President Xi Jinping will attend President Biden's virtual climate summit this week. China and the United States are seeking rare common ground despite wider political tensions. Biden had invited 40 world leaders, including Xi and Russia's Vladimir Putin, to the meeting that starts Earth Day Thursday. The popular messaging app Discord has reportedly stopped discussions to sell to potential buyers as it continues to consider an initial public offering, or IPO. Sources close to the matter say the talks with tech giant Microsoft had ended without a deal being reached. In March, it was reported that Microsoft was in talks to purchase Discord. The messaging app has more than 100 million monthly users. This is USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time. But Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
You may not know his name, but it's almost a guarantee you know his talented work. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Iconic songwriter and composer Jim Steinman has died. Steinman is best known for his work on Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell record, writing most of the music on the 1977 album that has sold more than 14 million copies. He also wrote the hit songs Total Eclipse of the Heart for Bonnie Tyler, Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All, and the power ballad It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
And if you whisper,
best known version recorded by Celine Dion. Steinman was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. He was 73.
As the pandemic is winding down, Netflix is taking a hit, losing about 11% of its value overnight. The company said a lack of new shows may have contributed to the shortfall, adding that it expected to recover as sequel shows are released. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Washington struggles to put together an infrastructure package to help America's ailing inner workings, GOP leaders are putting together a plan of their own. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo said Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he thinks a more targeted infrastructure proposal would have a better chance at bipartisan support.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure: roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion dollar bill.
President Biden's proposal carries a price tag of roughly $3 trillion. The Republican plan would cost roughly a third of that. Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, thanked her Democrat colleagues Tuesday after they successfully tabled a motion by Republican lawmakers to censure her over inflammatory remarks she made about the Derek Chauvin trial over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.